Oh, Spitwads, you're going to love this Spit Hits. I'm telling you. On this episode, we take a sneak peek at Jason's funeral, and then we debate when a public proposal is romantic or just plain cruel. And then we close out with a fabulous draft, so do not miss it. Enjoy today's Spit Hit.
Spitwads, there has never been a better time to become a programmer. What a useful skill in both the job force and just regular life. And with Codecademy, you can learn to code on your own terms. Simply put, Codecademy is the best way to learn to code online. They not only teach you job-ready coding skills, but also help you build unique projects for your portfolio, earn certificates, even prep for technical interviews. I know Andy's son absolutely loves it. It's prepping him for a lifetime of awesome coding. I want to learn R. They teach it. PHP, MySQL, HTML, SQL, JavaScript, and more. If you're not sure where to begin, Codecademy will point you in the right direction. You can get instant feedback, interactive platforms that help you learn by doing. It's awesome, and you will love it. You could join the millions of people learning to code with Codecademy and see where coding can take you. Get 15% off your Codecademy Pro membership when you go to Codecademy.com and use the promo code Spitballers. That's promo code Spitballers at Codecademy.com and get 15% off Codecademy Pro, the best way to learn to code. That's Codecademy.com, promo code Spitballers.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Welcome in. Welcome into the show, the Spitballers Podcast, episode 64.
Whoa, we've been doing this a while.
We're getting up there.
Not nearly. I mean, Mike and I have a 26-game foosball winning streak right now, but it's not 64, and you should be happy about that, Jason.
Oh my gosh!
Right, Borland.
Why are we starting the show with a nightmare?
Yeah, let's restart.
I saw a review of. I saw a review of the show. I read it. I saw it with my eyeballs. I read it. And it said this person had a theory that because they hear us reference Al Borland and Judge Giamatti, like they said, there's no way the show needs this many people to run it. So their theory was that they're all one person. Every exterior reference, when we talk about Papa Josh or we talk about Judge Giamatti or Al Borland, they're all the same person. We're just making it up like we have a whole staff.
I like it.
And it's actually just us.
Right. There's never been a producer. We're glancing off into nothingness on the YouTube channel. But no, we actually, they're separate people. We have two producers, and Al Borland, he takes the reins on Spitballers, and Judge Giamatti takes the reins on our Footballers podcast. Our fantasy football podcast, and then they're both in here very often for both shows. And so Al Borland and Jason and everybody else in our studio have been trying to defeat Mike and I in foosball, bringing it back to what's important here.
It's been a real nightmare.
Yeah?
It's been not fun. But
why do you think your voice is going?
That's just like your perspective,
are
man.
Are you screaming into the pillow?
Yeah, so here's the deal. If I may be so bold, Owl, to say that this studio where we have, you know, six or seven, eight people, depending on the part-time staff that's here, contains three great foosball players. Would you?
Me, Mike, and who's the other one?
It's me.
Oh, wow. You really were putting them on,
yes.
On blast. Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Now, hold up. This is not breaking news. This is...
Here comes the bus driver.
Have you ever like known something, though, internally and then chosen not to say it out loud because it just wouldn't make everybody feel good?
Absolutely. And yes, I am putting everyone else here on blast, you could say. But I would argue that they would say the same thing.
Owl?
Owl?
Any thoughts?
Weigh in here.
Any thoughts?
He's probably right.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Because if it
but
was
with that
Mike
attitude,
and I,
you have no chance. That's all I'm saying.
It's been rough.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today. We have Would You Rather, a Situation Room, and another draft on today's podcast. You can find us on Twitter at SpitballersPod. I encourage you to head over there. Give us your suggestions for the show, ideas for segments. We'll go ahead and get into it.
Would you rather?
All right. This one comes in from a patron named The Ball Hogs over at SpitballersPod.com.
Hello, Hogger of the Balls.
Yes. Here's the question that The Ball Hogs has for us, Mike. It's a Would You Rather question, which is perfect because this segment's called Would You Rather. Would you rather be banned from rideshare and taxi services? So Uber and Lyft and Crazy Taxi.
Whatever that third one is.
Or banned from all food delivery services. So Postmates and Uber Eats and
DoorDash
and all the other ones.
Well, I'm dead. I mean, this is like, would you
hold on?
Would you like to have to rent a car when you travel or die of starvation? What would you like to
what
do?
What percentage of your meals right now are food are delivery services? You really spiraled into full delivery.
Well, here's the deal. Some of them are like we've get these scratch meals that are delivered. They're still that's still food delivery, right?
That's true.
It's not like the Postmates on demand, go pick it up from Taco Bell. They're healthy meals that are prepped. But then the other meals are oftentimes I'm just saying I can't go back to that old life.
Which one? The food life or the taxi life?
The old life of the only thing you could get delivered to your house was pizza. I'll give you an example.
No, you could get Chinese food too. Like pizza and Chinese food were the OGs.
So when I was a young lad, I would stay my summers in the high school age in Santa Monica. And while we were there, the lady I was living with, she had a drawer full of menus from all these restaurants around, and they all delivered, all of them. So it was unbelievable. Chinese food or just everything.
Pizza or
no, it was just like all these little delis and every shop, they just delivered bicycles
so
in that area.
You had this before it was cool.
And it was amazing. And then I'd come back to Arizona, and it's like, what, if you want to order food,
it's 2-2-0-4-4-4-4.
Exactly. This pizza and nothing else. And now we can have anything we want. The world is our oyster.
You could have oysters. Yes. Delivered.
If I wanted, you're darn right.
Here's the thing, though. That the world has been opened up. We can get almost anything delivered to us, any restaurant at any time. But you have like a 20% chance of actually getting what you order.
That's true. And it's completely provider agnostic, the
yes.
amount of mistakes. It doesn't matter who you are, you all make mistakes the same way, and they all stink.
Yeah, and like my wife asks me every time like an order shows up, and I'm not joking, I'm not exaggerating with that 20%. Like, they're always wrong. You're saying like, our drinks didn't show up, a full meal didn't show up, this one is not the way that you ordered, and like, why do we keep doing this?
Oh, my
like,
God.
Because it's so easy to do it.
Because prioritizing laziness takes precedent. I just think I unlocked a secret, though. What if every time you ordered from a food delivery service, you ordered double the order?
You are just now catching on to what I've done for about a year.
You order double?
Look.
And then if you get one wrong, if they both come right, you've got twice the good food. You put it away. You eat it tomorrow.
Look, last week, we got some Taco Bell late night. Not proud of it, but it happened.
Oh, gosh.
Here's how you order. Just telling
remember when you were like, I've been having these weird stomach problems?
Well, okay. From time to time, maybe it's not the best choice. But I want to educate the spitwads out there. Here's how you, if you're hating yourself and you want to order Taco Bell late at night, here's how you do it. You pull up whatever food delivery service you want, and as you scroll through this list, just constantly tap add. Just constantly add, pay very little attention, and in the and then you you'll have like 24 items, and you don't even know what was wrong. It just shows up, and it's just a delightful treat.
That works for Taco Bell though, because everything costs 25 cents at Taco Bell. But if you're ordering from an actual restaurant and they screw up the meal or they show up without the meal, I mean,
okay, thank goodness I got three appetizers, Mike.
You need to, for your own health, choose to be banned from the food delivery services in this question.
Yes. Or, yes.
I want to be banned. I'll be banned from the rideshare. I can rent a car. It'll be annoying. I don't travel enough to where that's going to kill me. I'd rather have the food service.
Yeah. It's just, it comes up far more often that I'm using the food service.
But when you're in that
spot. But when
spot.
You go to New York, when you go to a densely populated city, you may find yourself just never traveling there again.
That's true, but you may also have banned yourself from being kidnapped. You never know. All right, Steven.
The upside.
From Instagram. Would you rather take 5 shots of espresso right before bed every single night or be woken up by a bucket of ice water every single night? So
every single day.
Yes. What, no, what, do you sleep during the day?
It's saying when you wake up.
Every morning when you wake up.
Okay, yes. That's what you mean. So you're not like getting a midnight wake up with the ice water and having to reset. You're just woken up with the ice water in the morning?
It's your alarm clock.
Give me that. Dude, not falling asleep is the worst thing on earth.
Yeah.
Because it goes on and you enter a state of like woken delirium where you have thought about everything that you can think about in your entire existence. Like, you're not sleeping with 5 shots of espresso before bed. You're not.
I feel like if you do that, like, you're tired, you're ready for bed, you down 5 shots of espresso. How long, you two gentlemen have been around me, how long does it take me to fall asleep?
Not long, man. You could fall
asleep. You could probably do it right now.
Yes, in under a minute, I would say. When it's time to go to bed, I do my work, and I do it fast.
Probably because of this late night Taco
probably
Bell.
Probably because of Taco Bell. But my point is, don't you think you could get to sleep before the caffeine's really coursing through your system?
Sometimes.
You could not. Even if you did, you'd wake up.
See, that's the most important part of this. If you take that side of the equation, you must pee before bedtime. You must. Because otherwise, you wake up for that midnight, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. You ain't never getting back to sleep.
That's not the hard part for me. The hard part for me is if I go with the shots of espresso, I am gambling that I'm going to be able to fall asleep. And if I lose that gamble...
You're going to lose the gamble.
Well, but I'm not just losing the gamble. I will be propelled into an anxiety attack.
Yes.
Of epic proportions. Shout out to my anxiety people out
there.
Yeah.
Like, what?
If I ever had 5 shots, ever, I would be a jittery mess who would... Like, the Chicken Little, the sky is falling. I would be proclaiming to everyone that my death is imminent.
You'd be playing World of Warcraft every day, every night, because you would just. I would concede I'm not going to sleep.
I would be in the corner of the room in a ball, weeping.
To circle back to the Taco Bell, are you cool with "For Whom the Bell Tolls" at your funeral?
Ooh, that's
wait,
pretty good.
By Metallica.
Oh, I was gonna say the poem or the song.
Both. We'll do both. We'll do a lot of little Taco Bell references at the funeral.
No,
is that fine?
That's genius.
What if we bury you in a taco?
He was a chalupa of a man.
What if, like, your coffin is a taco shell?
So long as it's covered in cheese.
Everybody comes up and sprinkles a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, everybody sprinkles. Not the dirt. They just sprinkle the cheese.
Even if you're in a casket. I think there's something funnier about you being in the casket. And everybody takes just a little bit.
Is this an open, like
it's
the casket's open?
Yes.
And just
it's an
right
open
on
casket
me?
And everybody who walks up just takes a little thing of cheese.
And now to finalize it with the guacamole.
Oh, man. I'm
May
sorry.
May he rest in cheese.
Oh,
it was right
yes.
there the whole time, fellas.
Yes.
Rest in cheese.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I will. I think I could get used to the ice bucket of water.
Oh, you'll never be used to it, but it's a far better option than,
so you'll take
than a nightly panic attack.
Yeah, Jason, you think you could survive
the
espresso?
I drink a lot of energy drinks, and I can have a late night coffee. I can have a coffee at 8 o'clock at night, no problem.
My wife can too. Caffeine puts her to sleep. She's not a normal person.
No, I've been meaning to tell you.
I don't know.
All right, Dan, an official Spitwad has a would you rather question. Would you rather have to consume all of your food by blending it into a liquid and drinking it?
Ugh.
Or consume all of your liquids by freezing it into cubes and then eating it?
Wow, so this seems obvious at first until you realize like you need water to survive. That's just so much ice you'd be eating.
Yeah, and I chew on ice probably far too much. I believe it's not the best thing to do for your teeth is chewing on ice.
Correct.
And it always seems like a good idea at the time until you realize you've had too much ice to chew up and then all of your teeth just hurt immensely.
Let's put this into practice. If I can eat all my normal foods, but then I need to get a drink, I'm like cutting ice up and chewing on ice to get my sustenance. It's going to take a long time, but I can eat all these delicious foods. You turn it the other way, and in that case, you're not changing the real taste of anything, right? The ice is still water. It's, you know, it takes longer to consume it, but it tastes about the same. You go the other way. If I have to blend all my food, I'm either only eating foods that taste good blended, or I'm blending foods that are going to be gross and weird blended.
You better like soup and smoothies.
Well, yeah, that's all you're going to get to have. Some mashed potatoes.
Oh.
I know that.
That was like a good one. Those would be delicious.
No, they are. They are.
Drinking mashed potatoes.
I had my tonsils taken out at an advanced age, and that is not a thing I recommend to anybody.
He was 82.
I was, I'm only 35 now, but I was 82 at the time. No, I was like 25. And
an advanced age.
Well, most kids yes. get them out, numbskull.
All right.
And I numbskull. Was four. I've never called you that.
Really getting big
Never called you it before.
You whippersnapper.
You want to give me a noogie?
You know, I don't think you need to be on the show anymore.
Yep, I'm out of here.
So I just remember I got so tired of like drinking Carnation instant breakfast. You can't eat anything. You're on a full liquid diet. But my favorite thing was mashed potatoes and gravy heated up, and I drink it out of a mug. And it was awesome. It was so good, and it has to be warm.
Hold on, it was so good. But it wasn't like blended.
Yeah.
So you're telling me total? It was full blend liquid.
This should not be a far mental reach for you. Mashed potatoes by themselves are a very soft food already.
But that's
have
why
you ever
I'm
had KFC mashed potatoes? They're already blended.
This is why I'm bringing it up because you can gum down. some normal mashed potatoes. You don't really, but so that's what I'm wanting to know. Like, were these really just blended up, liquefied,
or they were like drinking a smoothie or a coffee?
Mm.
It was a warm
potato smoothie.
A potato smoothie, and it was delicious.
A gravy shot.
It was absolutely.
I can get on board. I bet it's fine.
I'm sure it's delicious. There's mashed potatoes and gravy, but
there's just some foods like meats. The idea of blending up a meat and drinking it is repulsive.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. All these questions, when it's like, would you rather have this food issue or some other thing? To me, it's always a question of, well, I'm not giving up my food. However, if I had to, this would be so much better for me. Like, if I had to blend up and eat my food, I would lose weight. I would be in such great shape because I'd
maybe.
Be just basically having... Yes, no, for sure.
I'll say maybe because I would be drinking... like 5 Jamba Juices a day. So I would still be consuming about...
Do you know how healthy I would be?
Do
you know how diabetic you would be?
Yeah, that's like 5,000 calories.
Of sugar, too. Or grams of sugar.
Yes.
Here's the interesting thing. Put yourself in the situation. You're the guy out in the desert that has been, you know, walking, seeing the mirages, hasn't eaten or drank anything, and... someone comes to save you, right? And normally you give that guy the big canteen of water and he can drink. Give that guy a bucket of ice, just like freshly frozen ice. How difficult would it be to get sat, you know, to quench a thirst with ice?
Yeah, if you're really
thirsty.
Well, even just, okay, so that's an extreme.
You get up at night to have a drink of water, but instead you have to chew up some ice?
That's an extreme example. But think about, like, we go to the gym. We work.
I
know it doesn't seem possible. But I've got a trainer and, you know, drink a full, you know, large bottle, not like a bottled water, but like a big
thermos.
Sure. I feel like thermoses keep things hot. Do you call a thermos? Is thermos also
water? I don't think you generally
like
keep
a hydro flask or whatever.
Sure. There you go.
So
gotta be accurate here on the Spitballers
that's
podcast.
That's what they called it back in the
Make
day.
Make sure you fact check things there, Borland.
So, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I can't imagine between those reps when it's like, okay, get a drink of water.
Chomp, 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 chomp.
Oh, I mean, you can't quench a thirst with ice.
Would you go the popsicle route, like for all your water? Would you freeze it in like molds that you felt were better? Is that allowed? I think that'd be allowed.
Yeah, it'd be allowed. Why? Yeah. There's no restrictions on shape.
Toss me one of them Gatorade pops.
No, I think, I mean, if I had to consume everything frozen, I would want it already in chunks, like ice cubes that I could chew up easier than one big block.
So none of us are licking a popsicle to get refreshment. We're having to chew the ice.
No one ever has, no. Yeah, I'm going to take the... I'm still going with that. Right. Don't blend my food.
Yeah, I think I'm in that boat as well. All right. It's time for another segment.
Spitwads, it's more important than ever to get out of the house, enjoy the outdoors.
Get some fresh air.
And now there's a great way to do that. The Rad Power Bike.
Rad Power Bike.
You ever wondered what was so exciting about an electric bike, why people rave about them? I don't know. You ever zoomed up a hill in a bike? It's outstanding. Rad Power Bikes were voted the best affordable electric bike in 5 categories by electricbikereview.com. Whether you want to try a new way to get around town or out in nature, even with the kids in tow, you've got to try Rad Power Bikes.
Rad Power Bike.
It is tons of fun. Yes, Mike, Rad Power Bike. With up to 5 levels of assisted hill climbing power, you can even ride to 20 miles an hour without pedaling at all. And Rad Power Bikes, they're affordable. Most e-bikes are in the $3,000 range. Rad Power Bikes start at just $999. Most are under $1,500. So now, for a limited time, Rad Power Bikes.
Rad Power Bikes.
Offers flexible financing as low as 0% APR plus free shipping. Bikes are going super fast, so make sure you check out and order yours right away. Text Spitballers to 64,000 today and get free shipping. That's Spitballers to 64,000. Text Spitballers to 64,000. Terms of apply available at radpowerbikes.com/terms. Again, text Spitballers to 64,000.
The Situation Realm.
All right, Michael from Twitter, you're at a funeral. Here's your situation. You're at a funeral. Everyone has just bowed their heads in a moment of silence for the long departed. In this case, it's obviously Jason with the cheese. It's
covered in cheese.
Covered in just cheese. And now we'll melt the cheese. Now, he says, to your horror.
Well, yeah, you cremate him.
You hear your ringtone, which is Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. It goes off at full volume.
Jason is deceased.
There is a little cough button down there, Jay, if you want to.
No. The people want to hear this.
You're getting over a little something. A little.
This is my normal voice.
Taco Bell treat. Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Goes off at full volume. What do you do next? Well, you turn it off. What kind of situation is that? Do you publicly apologize?
No. Has anyone ever apologized?
Yes, you publicly. Yeah.
What?
Yes, you say sorry. You
when? At what point?
Everyone's quiet in the entire place. They're all bowing their heads in a moment of reflection, and you actually throw an oral, like, I'm very sorry for that.
Yeah,
like,
well, I'm not standing up making a declaration, but
like, my bad.
No, I mean, you just, oh, I'm sorry.
No one has ever, ever apologized for the ringtone in a loud thing because the apology is a further disruption.
I agree because no one knows it's you for sure. They know it's someone near you. If you turn it off on your own, maybe they'll believe it's the person next to you.
Or do you just like turn to a random person and
say, no worries?
No, you blame them.
Oh, you're
Francis.
I love that song.
You just let it go, and you just ignore it completely. It's somewhere near you.
Jason would want it this way.
But they don't know. And you're just looking around, like, trying to find the person whose phone is going off with darting eyes of just who would, you know, you're just, you know, staring around.
Just throwing this out there. Is there a more embarrassing song than this? I mean, is there a song that
Certainly.
Could be playing that would...
I mean, this one is bad because it's
so
obviously
rambunctious.
Staying alive at a funeral. There's irony that is not lost there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I still think that there are worse. You know, if it
something
was
explicit.
If it was I like big butts and I cannot lie, it might be a little bit worse.
That would be worse.
Double up.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh my gosh, Becky.
But the there's no undoing the situation. You basically just have to find a way to move on. And Jason would have I would like to issue a formal apology for my ringtone.
I would say, oh, sorry. And then I would turn it off.
Very that's casual. Yeah. Tyler from Twitter, you're on a Jumbotron at a sporting event on one knee, proposing to your girlfriend. She doesn't do anything. She just walks away. You're still on the screen. What do you do next?
Did she see and hear you? Are
yes.
we sure?
I get 100%. The implication all that right. she is. This is her reply to your proposal.
Her reply is
turning.
She's turned and walked away. So I'm stuck on my knee. And the first thing that runs through my head is, what is she about to do? Like, I'm thinking she's do like, I would.
Oh, you think like a funny, positive
yes,
thing is going to happen.
I'm waiting there for probably.
You have a lot of confidence.
Far too long.
So then you're just waiting.
So now
on,
it's like.
That's more embarrassing by the split second.
Oh, way more. It's only embarrassing if she's not doing something positive, which I'm going to guess here she's not. But can you imagine like 12, 13,
I know
14
exactly what I'd
seconds
do.
Later, you're just on your knee waiting for her to come back and you're realizing. Well, she's not coming back.
This is why I would go to, I would realize that earlier than you, and I would try to play it off by moving one down the line. I would propose to the next girl. The next girl, it would look like a gag, and then she'd say no, and I'd just keep going until they got off the Jumbotron.
What if one says yes?
Well, then, hey.
Hey, yeah.
Backup plan. Also, figured it out.
I mean, it's not playing with the game of the rules, but this would not happen because the Jumbotron proposals are the worst.
Oh, you're not a fan.
No, I am not a fan. You do not put people on the spot publicly like that. You don't
even if you know it's a sure thing?
Yes, even if you know it's a sure thing.
You're both big fans of the local sports team?
No, that's beautiful.
It's not beautiful.
If you're in a relationship where you know she's waiting
yeah.
to be asked. Like there are plenty of relationships.
If you know that this person is really into.
Yes, she's
that,
wanting.
Okay, then it's perfectly fine. But if you don't know for sure that this is something that they've always wanted,
yeah.
you don't do it because you look like a jerk.
I wonder if you could statistically analyze all the like engagements that fall apart. Like if there's a very high percentage of ones that
it's like when people get married in Hawaii
because people can't say no. Like we always joke about that. You watch those like Impractical Joker shows. People, when they're put on the spot, they want to comply.
Yeah.
They just want to kind of go with the flow. They don't want to, non-confrontational.
Ruffle feathers.
Yeah. So if you're in, for a lot of people, the panic attack of just being on the Jumbotron, you mix that with a proposal, she just nods and says, sure. And then like 2 weeks later, it's like, I'm calling
it
off.
Now, we've all seen the Jumbotron videos where the proposal and she says no.
Yes.
Just not like this situation, but she's like, no, and then runs away crying.
And that's when your next move, if that happens, you're supposed to, I think, leap off the top deck. At that, I think your job is to just...
Whoa! That got dark.
Oh, yes!
Well, I mean, come on! What if she says
oh,
a verbal no,
goodness.
The 60,000 people are staring at you. Your next step is to run and just
oh,
full
no.
leap.
I can fly!
Well, that's it for me!
Oh, man.
And obviously, that's more of the closed caskets.
Who do you feel worse for in that situation? The woman put on the spot in
the
front
woman.
Of everybody.
Oh, by far the woman.
Or the guy that...
Or the guy that's just been rejected and basically broken up with in front of everybody.
It.
He deserves it
yes.
for trying
Take
to
it easy, man.
Propose
no.
in a special
no,
way.
No, I'm going to side with the person who was put on the spot in a horrifically... Like, it's far more embarrassing... to be shocked with the question that you weren't expecting in front of 60,000 people.
If it's a pure shock, that's a tough spot.
That's way worse.
What did you say, Al?
I was going to chime in because I don't even know if Mike knows this, but I actually proposed to my wife by putting her on the spot in front
really?
Of a bunch of people.
Oh,
wait,
do tell.
I've seen that, yeah. right? You did it in front of was it a theater performance?
You didn't. Yours was far different, Jeremy. I'm sorry, Al Borland. We're talking about
the
a
ruse.
Very different thing. We're talking about being at a basketball game.
Sure.
Like this was you incorporated.
Were you there, Mike?
No, but I know the video he's talking about. It, like. You
What'd
both
she
love
say?
Music. Like
she said yes because she was on the spot, and you know, 10 years later, she's still trying to figure out how to get out of it. But
okay,
no, incorporating something that you both do together and you both love—that's like knowing.
Did she expect it?
No, it was a surprise. I staged a whole concert. We were in a band together, and I staged a whole concert.
The whole concert was staged.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
So the whole night was secretly organized just for her.
Yes.
Wow.
That's a beautiful thing.
Had you guys talked about engagement before that?
No.
Oh, so that's taking a gamble.
Yeah.
That's taking a big risk.
I think, I'm not sure, I think that Al Borland might be the person that you hate, Mike.
No. Totally think, according to everything Mike is saying.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not sure.
Yeah.
He's doing this.
She didn't know.
Yeah, she didn't know. She's
on
put
the
on the spot
in front of
other
people. Maybe worse, friends and family.
But it only matters if it's a basketball game, Andy.
No, it's
about basketball. What I mean, what's the difference?
No, football, baseball. No, the sport has
so
nothing to do with it.
You think he's in the clear, though?
Yes, so it's just 100%. The amount of people?
The amount of people certainly factors into it.
But this is even worse.
It's worse to be
here.
In
this
front of
worse.
friends and family
if
people
she,
you know than strangers.
You feel far more, if the problem is feeling obligated to comply, you're going to feel more obligated in front of your friends and family than strangers.
100%.
We had been dating for like 7 or 8 years at that time.
Well, that does probably change it a bit.
Hold on. We're checking in with Jason. Would you like to keep digging the hole?
7 or 8 years.
7 or 8 years. That's a long time. I don't understand what hole I'm digging. I'm winning this argument.
What?
Oh, yeah. I'm on top of the world right now.
7 or 8 years? That's taking a risk?
It does help. The 7 or 8 argument helps. So where's the limit then? Mike, are you okay with the... Okay, let's just test Mike's logic.
The time? Okay.
No, 7 or 8 years at a basketball game.
No.
Is that okay?
No, because it's bad.
There's no difference.
Because this is like an actual romantic thing where you know the person, like she loves music. She loves performing. She loves singing.
But these people at the basketball games, they don't take their like you never been at a basketball game before. Let's go for the first time. Like they love basketball.
Yeah, I mean,
those people, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah. One isn't romantic and the other is horrific. It's just such an arbitrary line.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, Jay.
I think Mike and I are having a shovel battle with digging holes, and I haven't even started digging.
All right. Kevin from Twitter, a while back. Okay, here's his situation. I forget. I can't just read these because it sounds like I'm saying this about you. Here's the situation. A while back, your kidneys failed. When they did, your girlfriend was a match and gave you one of hers. Time has since passed, and you are no longer in love with her. What do you do?
There's a lot of breaking up going on in this show today. What is
happening?
Wow.
So this is like... Look, once you give a kidney, that's a transaction that's over. That thing's done. Now do you feel obligated to marry someone because they gave you a kidney?
I feel
that's the question.
Sympathy for said girlfriend in this story, but this is why you don't give people your organs.
Oh my goodness!
Wouldn't it be fine? It's
this
not like
is
she's
why I always say
never keep, donate
finders
your
keepers.
I mean, the reality is she's fine. She's not out of anything, right? With like. Like when you donate a lobe of your lung.
No, you're out something because if you have if that kidney fails, you don't got your other kidney.
You don't have your own backup plan.
Sure. No, that's the honest truth. Like if you don't have.
Yeah, it's harder for your body to fix up the liquids you're drinking. Like you're at
it's
a loss.
It's actually, I think, I'm speaking from zero experience here.
Doctor?
As I've kept a very Mike-like full control of all my organs. They're all still with me, but.
You don't have all your organs? Oh,
no, I do.
Your tonsils are gone.
Is that an organ?
It's something. Did you give it to somebody?
No.
Tonsil transplant.
Somebody else wanted them. They were so nice, and I gave them up. But I know that, like, generally it's a very intense process for both parties. I mean, if you choose to do that, which Mike would never do, don't get him wrong.
No, no. My point was, I'm not staying with somebody just because they gave me an organ.
Now, what happens if you go for the breakup and they throw you the organ guilt trip?
I say, take it back.
Oh, yeah?
I'll get one of those machines.
Slap
ones.
It on the counter.
Yeah.
And you say,
I knew you were going to say that. I've been ready.
I'm out. All right. All right. And, so, and what were we going to say?
Well, I'm fascinated by this organ talk.
You're looking up at how many kidneys you actually have, aren't you?
No, I wanted to know, what constitutes an organ? So I searched, like, how many organs do we have? And it says five, but those are the vital organs. We have five vital organs. Because I'm like, is an Adam's apple an organ? I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know if
part of this show is self-discovery.
No, I think the Adam's apple is just like,
what do you call things?
Cartilage.
What about your gallbladder?
That's an organ.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you call things that have a purpose but aren't like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you mean like your appendix where it's not needed?
Yes. I think it's one of those.
A non-vital.
I think it's like one of those, like a piano, but it's louder.
Yeah, they have pipes.
Yeah. Is that what you're thinking of?
Yes, perfect.
And if you give your girlfriend your organ, you can get that back on breakup.
Mm.
All right. I think we're done. I think we're going to do some drafting now.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right. This one is a little different. We are drafting Andy's, Mike's, and Jason's. Is this correct?
We are.
Would you like to explain this, Al?
It's very difficult.
You're compiling a list of your favorite people named Andy, Mike, or Jason.
This is so stupid. Okay.
Or Andrew, Michael, or Jason.
So a team of... okay. All right. I got it. Mike, you get to pick first, you lucky old soul. Now, we're only doing three rounds. We're doing one Andy, one Mike, one Jason per team.
All right.
So I was hoping for six.
And you can't draft anybody in this room. So you can't draft...
Oh.
I mean, because I would...
That was my sleeper pick with my last pick.
Was to draft yourself? Well, of course you would. You think you're on the Truman Show, Jason.
Look.
You think you're the star.
My favorite Jason is myself.
Yeah, I have no doubt.
Well, that's not true. Maybe my son.
Now, what's interesting for this...
That you named after yourself.
Maybe.
I think there is a clear 101 person to choose.
Yes.
But the other two names are like...
More difficult to find good value.
Yes. And the 101... Like, there are multiple great people with this name.
Yes, totally.
So I am very, very torn.
So, Mike, you got the first pick.
I got to just take the number one pick. I will take Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
that's
the 101, but of course, that category.
There's plenty of Michaels and Mikes.
There's plenty.
You buffoons with your dumb names. No one has them.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right.
Got him.
When I look at these two names, I have more Jasons that I like than Andys that I like.
I can agree with that.
There's one standout Andy to me.
Thank you.
This was my problem.
Yes.
I guarantee it's the same one.
And while I was, you know, looking beforehand, I had the same thought of you. Michael Jordan is, of course, the first. But then I'm like, well, shoot, I don't. You know, I think the person that I need to take the most is
the
Andy
standout Andy
Samberg.
And really?
That is who I took, and that is who Mike wrote down.
See, it's funny because obviously fully subjective to pick your favorite Andy, Mike, and Jason. But that seems like so like historically unimportant of a name, right? Because it's just like even Michael Jordan, like he had his career and it's over. And you can look back on it and say like, that's a great pick. Andy Samberg's just a guy.
Andy,
100%, except he's an awesome guy. He's freaking hilarious. And your other options at famous Andy's or Andrew's, I'm very interested to see who's on your list that name.
I'll be picking it last, clearly, because you guys don't think you have solid Andy's.
I thought that would also be solid draft strategy.
Potentially. You didn't take an Andy, so you'll have your turn.
I feel like I know his Andy. I'm going to write it down.
Okay.
So now I'm sitting here and I'm in a weirder spot because you took a Michael and then Jason, you took and Andy.
Right. So proper theoretically, draft strategy should be
I have to take a Jason.
You should be taking an Andy. Because you know we both need one.
No, you don't. You
no,
just
you took
one.
Andy.
You dummy.
That's right. That's also true.
Proper draft strategy is so it's difficult. Now you still need
Jason.
Now you still need a Michael.
I need a Michael. I need a Jason.
And so there are lots of Michaels to choose from, but I want my pick. So one of my two picks I'm actually going to go with, and there are tons of Michaels to choose from.
There are.
But I'm going to take Marty McFly.
Yep.
I'm taking Michael J. Fox.
He's on my list. He's on my list.
Because I'm looking down all these Michaels, and they all have all these different achievements, but none of them warms my heart like Marty McFly. So Michael J. Fox, he gets the honor of being the number one pick and the Michael on my team, which means, Jason, you're going to get to pick your own, your favorite Michael.
Well, actually, you're going to get another pick.
Yes.
Well, no, I just mean when it comes to you, you'll get to pick your Michael of choice because we've both picked
yes,
Michaels.
Which is why I will not take a Michael.
Maybe you will, though, because you might forget what you've done since
that then. Is quite likely.
So at this point, I don't think I want to take an Andy. I want to know, am I allowed to take Jason Voorhees?
Yes.
Sure. Okay.
So I will just go
with... Wait, so wait, well, fictional characters are allowed?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going with. I'm going with Jason Voorhees from Friday.
I'm
going
to throw it to the...
As my Jason.
Our official judge.
I assume that they would be.
I would assume they would not be.
Yeah, that's how I was leaning. Because it definitely opens a different... A whole new world
but
if
see,
I can pick
I shouldn't
a fictional
be penalized
character.
For opening that world before you. I should be rewarded for it.
Look, it's a 2-2 vote right now.
Well, no, you don't... There's no democracy here. The owl is in charge.
But the owl's above the three of us.
Yes, he's the one. He is the.
I was
going
to make
the
argument that it's 2-2, but two of us are on camera, and one of us isn't. So
three of us are good at foosball, and one of us isn't.
What do you rule, Owl Borland?
Well, for that comment, I rule against using fictional characters.
All right, you're back on the clock. What? I was going to give it to you. In all the murderous glory of Jason Voorhees.
Well, great. Now I get to pick an actor instead. And I get to pick one that drives fast. Jason Statham.
That's a great pick.
I'm just taking Jason Statham then because I don't get a murderer, Jason Voorhees.
And to be clear, they don't have to be actors. They could be musicians. They could be any famous historical figures.
Now,
just
to be
real
clear,
people.
They just can't be Jason Voorhees.
They
That's
just
what he
need
wants
to be
make sure.
Real people.
Yeah. Got it.
He's real to me.
So.
Fine.
Oh,
I'm changing.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I'm still on the clock. I'm changing.
We have never allowed that.
You can take mine if you want. I'm
I will
changing.
Allow it because of the confusion.
This is
erroneous. Erroneous on all accounts.
I'm building a roster of people I like. I will not win any votes. I'm taking Jason Alexander. I'm taking George.
I accept your pivot.
You're welcome.
Totally
I don't care. I'm taking George from Seinfeld. That's what I'm doing. I've got Michael J. Fox, and I've got George from Seinfeld.
I like it.
Jason Alexander.
I like what you're doing.
Final vote.
You scared me here because I feel like there's a clear 101 for Jason's.
Yeah.
And it's Jason Bateman.
Ooh, that's not where I was going.
Really?
Yeah, I knew you'd go with another actor that is fine.
Jason Bateman's fantastic.
Jason
he's
Bateman
on my list.
Is fantastic.
He is. Yeah. He's definitely.
I really
on,
wish
on
that
list.
We could mix things up with something other than just actors, but we don't have a choice, guys. As Al Borland said, only actors.
Well, my.
I was wondering. So Michael's counted and Andrew's counted. Would Jay's have counted?
Like, not now.
Jay-Z?
No.
Is as long as that stands for Jason, because it could be John.
There are Mikes.
Jacob Jingleheimers.
Wait, is
no.
But you are a Michael.
Yes.
His name is Sean Corey Carter, so I wouldn't go with Jay-Z.
If you're going by the name Mike, it's because it's short for Michael.
No, there are Mikes that are named birth certificate Mike.
That's true. There are some.
Everything is possible.
There's some parents that got real cute with that. They didn't want the flexibility of calling them either name. All right. Jason went with two comedians, not surprised.
Or sure. Not,
yeah. Funny actors, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, you are back on the clock. Now, you have two more picks.
I do. So
you got to close it out.
I guess I'm finalizing my team here. And you could be right. Jason Bateman might have been the 101. He was the first Jason I thought of. But I'm gonna get some beefcake on this team. I'm going to get a Dreamboat. You know him as Aquaman. I will take Jason Momoa, and I will get the vote of many who find him dreamy.
So your wife.
So you're saying
I am getting my wife's vote.
You know what's funny is for so Jason Momoa, yes, who plays
I'm also getting my own vote.
Who plays in
he was called
Game of Thrones,
called Drago.
Khal Drogo, doesn't speak. And that's the best attribute of him in that movie. I can't stand him.
He is.
Wow. I think he's an absolutely atrocious actor.
He is an atrocious actor. He was so good at
Khal Drogo. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's buff and everything.
Oh, he's fantastic looking.
But he's the worst actor that I've ever seen recast over and over again, trying to turn him into like
an charismatic action star. Yeah.
Sorry to poop on your pick.
No. It was appropriate. Says the
person he gets to close it out. So he's got Michael Jordan, Jason Momoa.
Yeah, so now I have to find an Andy or an Andrew who is not Andy Samberg. I have a couple names on this list. I don't think any of them have star power.
Don't worry. I went with Jason Alexander, so you're in good shape.
That's fair. So I guess I'll just pick my favorite of the bunch.
You can burst through the wall like the Kool-Aid Man.
Look, he's on the list.
He's on my list. That's who I was going to pivot to.
Who are you talking about?
I'm not going to select him, but it was Andy Reid.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Jason being a cruel and unusual person. I will take the man who has written many melodies.
A man with mittens.
He could probably wear mittens, because who doesn't when it's cold?
They call him Sweaty Hands Andy.
Sweaty Hands.
He was a friend of mine when I was 16. Lived down the road. Sweaty Hands Andy it is.
Sweaty Hands Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Okay. The musical genius.
Yes.
All right. He was on my list. He was on my list.
Because,
but now,
because the list of
it's a small list.
Is so small.
There's some bad Andrews, yes, unfortunately. And there are some ones that I knew would get back to me at the last pick. So, Jason.
Yeah. All right. So,
you have to pick a
Michael. I've got to get a Michael. Yeah. A Mike or a Michael. I'm between two. One is a great pick. One is a terrible pick.
Ooh, I'd go terrible.
And I think I might, because coming into this draft, I thought, well, he can be my backup plan if I miss the one-on-one. I missed the one-on-one. My backup plan is still there, fully intact, but it's a terrible pick. Or
is this a pick that's trying to trick people?
Maybe kind of.
Because of like a middle initial?
Yes.
I see right through you.
Yes. And I'm going to do it.
It's not necessarily a bad pick because this dude's awesome.
He is fantastic. Look, I wanted Michael Jordan. I didn't get
Michael
Jordan.
But you're picking him for the wrong reasons.
But I'm picking Michael B. Jordan.
And I want to be clear. Your three picks are the worst I've ever seen.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan is awesome.
Okay, he's fine. Like an actor. You passed on so many more impressive Michaels.
The only other one that I
so
said I was
more
debating between a good pick
Tyson?
And a bad pick was Tyson. Mike Tyson is the
you
guy.
You could have gone Michael Phelps.
Sure, he was.
Eight gold medals.
Nah.
Did you just poop on Michael Phelps?
Yeah, look, his accomplishment.
I hate you both.
His accomplishment will never be matched.
You could have gone Michael Bolton. That's a much better pick.
That would have been a good
infinitely
pick.
Better.
That, yes. Hold on.
We're in a man.
Andy, loves a woman. Did you just say that Michael Bolton would have been an infinitely better pick than Michael B. Jordan?
Yes.
That's ridiculous. Michael Bolton.
Who is that looking over your shoulder there, Andy?
No!
No!
No! What have I done?
You are a buffoon.
My
what
final
have
pick
I done? No.
Is
no, no,
Andy
no. Wait,
Griffith.
Wait.
Oh, it's over.
No!
Andy Griffith.
I was on the clock. That's not
You're not
fair.
On the clock anymore.
Michael Keaton.
Nope.
Michael Keaton.
Sorry.
I love Michael Keaton.
If you know our set, you would see Batman behind us, the undrafted
yeah,
Batman.
I didn't think about Michael Keaton.
Andy Griffith, the black and white sheriff of
you may have been goaded into that pick, Jason.
Well done. Mike's team, Michael Jordan, Jason Momoa, Andrew Lloyd Webber. Jason went Andy Samberg, Jason Bateman, and Michael B. Jordan. I went Michael J.
Michael
Fox,
Keaton.
Jason Alexander, and Andy Griffith.
I went Michael Keaton.
And unfortunately, Andy Griffith is the best pick of the entire draft.
Shout out to Andy Warhol. He was my backup.
Sure.
What did we learn today?
I learned that there are no real significant famous Jasons, Andys, or really Michaels outside of a couple. So,
I learned
interesting
that
draft.
When I die, I will be covered in cheese.
Just one sprinkle at a time. Can you pick the cheese? What cheese would you prefer to be sprinkled on you?
It would be a nice...
what's your favorite
Mexican cheese mix?
Yep, a Mexican cheese mix, shredded cheese.
I'm a Colby man.
Do you want just slices? You want us to lay slices on you?
If you could just like go hunk. You want a hunk of cheese, dude? Oh, when I was a kid, my favorite snack was a hunk of Colby cheese.
Pre-cut, or we just cut them on the spot?
No, I get the wheel.
You get the... Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. We can do that for you. Mike, did you learn anything whatsoever on today's
Spitballers podcast? I learned that Jason has had a lot of internal problems, and he's shocked by them, despite ordering Taco Bell frequently late at night.
I think the late at night part's the real problem, because you eat that stuff and you lay down, Jay.
It cements inside of you.
All right.
It will never leave me.
Thank you for tuning in. If you want the back catalog, spitballerspod.com. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.
Hey, Spitwats. The show's over, but this is what's called a post-roll ad.
Awesome.
Behind the scenes.
It's our opportunity to basically sneak into your ears with a message because you left the podcast running in the car and you didn't turn it off or go to the next episode. So now you're hearing us talk at the very, very end. And this the message is this. You could become an official Spitwat. You could support the show that you know and love, and you just go to jointhespit.com, and that's how you do it. So go check it out.
We believe in you.
Sounds super easy.